Welcome to the Harmonia Podcast, where we dig through mounds of new releases to bring you the very best from the exciting world of early music. I'm Bernard Gordillo, and this week's edition features three settings of the Venus and Adonis story by Henry de Marest, John Blow, and Tomás de Torrejón y Velasco. The story of Venus and Adonis comes down to us from Ovid. As a source for many opera plots, Ovid provides a basis for realizing the somewhat complicated story between the goddess Venus and the mortal Adonis, who in the end suffers an untimely death. The composer Henry de Marest may not be the most familiar name from the French Baroque, but his setting of the mythological tale is told along traditional lines, with added characters to spice things up. Le Talon Lyrique's world premiere recording on the Naïve label is as terrific as one would expect from such a fine ensemble. Led by Christophe Rousset, the performance was both a joy to discover and to experience. Let's move on to a more famous musical setting of the Venus and Adonis story, and one from Restoration England by composer John Blow. John Blow's setting of Venus and Adonis was originally performed for Charles II. It is recognized as the earliest surviving English opera and the inspiration for Henry Purcell's Dido and Aeneas. The 1999 Harmonia Mundi recording of Blow's Venus and Adonis by the choir of Clare College, Cambridge, and the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment is simply beautiful. Director René Jacobs draws a creative realization from a beautiful and entertaining work that is performed all too infrequently. From France and England, we'll travel to the Spanish colonies and to Lima, Peru, where the first opera performed in the New World was a setting of the Venus and Adonis story entitled La Púrpura de la Rosa.
Thank you.
The opera La Púrpura de la Rosa was composed by Tomás de Torrejón y Velasco in 1701. It was written to celebrate the birthday of Philip V, who had ascended the Spanish throne during the previous year. The recording by Ensemble Lima, under the direction of Gabriel Garrido, is an elaborate reconstitution of a truly exciting work. Of the handful of recordings out there, this one's by far the most appealing. This has been the Harmonia Podcast. Join us next week when we'll present another new release from the exciting world of early music. In the meantime, be sure to visit our website, where you can find information about how to purchase the recording you've just heard and listen to other recent Harmonia shows and podcasts. Find us online at harmonia.indiana.edu.